Talk radio that informs, entertains, and enlightens you. Voice America, Women's Radio Network.
Good afternoon, gals, and welcome to Amazing Women, Brains, Beauty, and Style, with host Dr. Marlene. Discover what makes women amazing at any age. Now, here's your host, Dr. Marlene.
Hello, hello, and hello, everybody, and how are you this fabulous day? And I must admit, I have been waiting for this day for quite some time because of the host I'm going to have on. This is Dr. Marlene, and you are listening to Amazing Women, Brains, Beauty, and Style, where we inspire women to go from well-behaved to making history. We highlight everyday women doing all kinds of history-making things because we know that amazing women are the real history makers. Now, if you need to get a hold of me today or do you want to send me an email and ask this guest of mine a question, you can get it at, go to Dr. Marlene BBS, that's DrMarlene BBS at gmail.com, or if you want to type some more, it is Dr. Marlene at AmazingWomenBBS.com. They both come to me. I am connected. I am raring to go. And I'm going to set up some other ways for you guys to send in your questions while we're on the air and stuff. But that's going to happen in the next week or so. And while you're there, please check out our website. I have just put up some great news up on the website about the fact that the downloads are increasing again, and I'm just getting so excited because we're hitting some numbers that are just like, I may get a nosebleed if this keeps up, you know? So please go up on there, check out the website, and sign up for the AWBBS list. Now, we're working on the one that's on the Amazing Women site, so you won't find it up there. But if you click on my site and go over to my site and sign up for the AWBBS list, it is exactly the same thing, goes to the same place. Nobody's going to bug you. We're just going to send you out the e-card once a week, and then we may send you out some other things once in a while, but very rarely. I don't believe in you getting something on your desktop every single day from us because I don't like it myself, so I don't do it to other people. So just remember that. So, and then check out the blog, and I will be putting up a new one tomorrow, so you're going to have to definitely check that one out. But the last one was just kind of a fun one. I didn't know what to write about, so I wrote about something that I think everybody can understand, especially now with the Olympics going on and everything. They can see why a lot of people are really as good as they are over there, because they're having a wonderful time. Their minds are set, and our teams are doing absolutely wonderful over there. No matter which country you're rooting for, your teams are doing fabulous, and they're all winners just by being there. They are winners. So I think it's just wonderful the way the Olympics does everything. Do me a favor, keep me posted on all your amazing women. Do you know an amazing woman? Do you know someone who has become an amazing woman? Have they done something different? Do they do something different in your community and stuff? Or are they starting something that's absolutely wonderful? I want to know about those people. I want to know about everybody from all over the world who's doing amazing things. Please send me an email. You can send it to Dr. Marlene at AmazingWomenBBS.com. Send me an email. Tell me about your amazing woman. If you can't remember that, just go up on the website. Click Contact Us. I get everything from the Contact Us, and I read every single one of them, and I am loving some of the things that are going to be coming up. So get that done, and I want to ask you something. Are you ready for a bright spot in your day? Because I have been waiting for a long time to have this guest here. And so I want you to remember that you're going to feel like you had a Red Bull at the end of this show. And let me tell you about the fabulous guest that I have today. Now, Esther Gokhale developed her interest in healing beside her mom, a registered nurse working in India. Her studies took her all over the world, from Paris to Brazil to Portugal to Harvard to Princeton. After having crippling back pain during her first pregnancy and having unsuccessful surgery, Esther developed a lifelong crusade to vanquish back pain. Bless her heart. She works with individuals, medical schools, professional sports teams, and corporations to bring a life without back pain to many. I am so very pleased to have Esther here today. Welcome to Amazing Women, Esther. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully. Thank you, Marlene.
I must admit, your book has brought me less pain for my back problem, and I'm loving that.
And I just love to hear that.
Just little simple changes in things that I did has been absolutely wonderful. Now, you've studied all over the world, India, Asia, Africa, South America, Paris, and then I go Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, and other prestigious places and schools. Tell us a little bit about your background and your life and how you got to where you are today.
Sure. My mother is Dutch and my father is Indian, and they met in England and then settled in India. So I was born in Holland but raised in India.
So that's where all the accent comes from, huh?
The accent is a Bombay accent.
Okay.
A little bit of Dutch thrown in.
I'm going to say, yeah, I'm a little bit of England thrown in, too.
True. Yeah, they hung around a while, 300 years.
Yeah.
And I've been in this country. I've been in the U.S. for over 30 years now. So there's some American in there, too.
Okay.
So I, yeah.
But you studied at all the prestigious schools, Harvard, Princeton,
Stanford.
I was
really fortunate. I was a freshman at Harvard, and I came to this country as an exchange student originally, and then went to Harvard when I was 16, and then I transferred to Princeton because of a boyfriend and because I wanted to study math at the time, and Princeton was a good place. And
math.
So I... Yeah,
okay.
That's my favorite subject.
Really?
Biology, yeah. I'm married to a mathematician now, actually.
And who does the checkbook?
Neither of us. It's horrendous. We're not very good with that department. So, we came to this area, to Stanford, because my husband had a job at Stanford. He's a mathematician and works in the math department at Stanford.
Beautiful and school. Absolutely gorgeous school.
It really is. But my background was between Harvard and Princeton. I studied biochemistry. But my intention was to study alternative medicine and do research in alternative medicine. And I actually said that in my application, and it's to Harvard's credit that they accepted me, because this was before alternative medicine was fashionable.
Oh, yeah.
So they didn't hold it against me, which is very nice.
Now, you say you taught dance and yoga at your center. Now, as an ex-dancer, what kind of dance did you teach?
Well, it's my own style that draws from multiple cultures. So a little bit of Congolese and some Caribbean, a lot of Brazilian input, and a lot of Indian from my background.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you teach them to help people with their backs?
Yeah. You know, it's a way, they're healthful, wise movements in every culture. And I'm fortunate that I have a lot of cultures to draw from my own background and so on. And so I put together things that are going to help people re-architecture their back and get pain-free and vibrant and, you know, have a lot of vitality. So this is something that gives me great pleasure.
Well, I like the fact that you said you were into alternative medicine, because I've been into talking to people about that for years and years and years, because I always have felt that the body can heal itself given enough time.
And given if we get out of its way.
Now, how common is back pain in the United States, let's say?
It's up at around 90%.
Ow!
90% of people are going to have back pain at some point in their life. Serious enough to go visit a doctor.
Now, is that just a Western type of illness, or is that prevalent throughout the entire world?
It is prevalent in modern industrial cultures. So Western Europe and the cities of even the developing countries, you know, if you go to Bombay, a lot of people have back pain. But all of the U.S. has that kind of profile. So tons of people suffering a lot.
90%.
Yeah,
oh, my word.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a president that had a lot of back pain, too, didn't we? That was Kennedy. So,
true.
Yeah, and he was always in a straight chair that rocked. I could never understand that one. So tell us your personal story about how you developed back pain.
I was in college, and I was doing this yoga pose on a dare, and I didn't warm up, and I just put my leg behind my neck because I'm very flexible, and this was not a good idea. And so I had back spasms. That was my first episode. But the really serious stuff developed later when I was 9 months pregnant.
Oh, my word.
And, yeah.
Any woman that's been a mother can understand this.
And you feel so helpless because, you know, you have your kid, you want to carry your kid, and it just, the sciatic pain became really bad. I was walking around the block every 2 hours to try and get out of really bad spasm, and finally I gave up, and when my oldest kid was a year old, I had surgery, L5, S1, laminectomy, discectomy.
Okay, that's talking Greek to me, but I understand what you had your back operated on, right?
I had my back operated. And
it didn't do any good, did it?
It helped some, but I was very restricted. I wasn't allowed to carry a lot. I was told not to have any more kids, and you know, it's not really a great way to live a life. And then 2 years later, I had the same problem all over again, and they wanted to operate all over again.
And you said, no way.
I looked all over again, you know. I looked at what I could do. And at that point, I found a technique, a French technique called aplomb. And my husband had his sabbatical year that year, and we actually went to Paris, and I studied aplomb. And that helped my back, you know. That was based on observation of people in tribal cultures and traditional cultures, and it was an alignment technique.
Ah.
And so it helped me, and I realized, whoa, this is the way you need to approach the back, because I had tried a whole bunch of alternative things and conservative things, and nothing had helped. And here I was in my 20s, and they're proposing a second surgery, and I was pretty desperate.
Yeah, I cannot tell you how many people I have talked to that have said they have had surgery and it really didn't do any good. Either it was for a while they were okay, and then everything came back, or something else. So how did you begin thinking that posture was a solution to back pain?
Well,
I'm going to have to ask you that question when we come back from the break. I hear my music coming up in my eardrums. I'm hoping that she says it's my music, because she's telling me there's a little... Okay, now I'm hearing it. All right, now we're going to go to our first break. So I want everybody to stay with us. Please stay with us, and we're going to see you right on the other side of this break.
Talk radio that informs, entertains, and enlightens you. Voice America, Women's Radio Network.
Dr. Marlene offers private coaching by phone. Sessions are usually 30 minutes in length. Arrangements can be made for longer sessions according to client needs. Follow-up sessions are also available on a weekly or bi-weekly basis. Book your session with Dr. Marlene today. Visit www.marlenesercima.com. That's www.marlenesercima.com. Dr. Marlene consults with corporations and guides executives, entrepreneurs, leaders, and individuals in using the psychological principles to unlock and unleash and approach the higher potential in performance improvement, focus, and attitude. She lives and breathes the strategies and tools she shares. Her style is dynamic and engaging. If you want to see real change in your life or the life of your organization, connect with Dr. Marlene Sercima.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth, and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
We talk with you, not at you. We're Voice America, Women's Radio Network, the new face of talk radio.
You're listening to Amazing Women, Brains, Beauty, and Style with Dr. Marlene. Got something to say? Dr. Marlene is listening. Call now to join our conversation. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the number one positive talk radio show, and this is Amazing Women, Brains, Beauty, and Style. Now, in the coming weeks, we've got some really good ones coming up. Next week, we've got Edna Sham. She is 90 and loving it, the Escondido darling, and I'm telling you, she is a hoot to talk to, an absolute hoot. After that, we're going to talk about the colors of success with Mary Ellen Lapp. And if you've ever wondered how easy it is to run a nonprofit organization, I'm going to have Colleen Menzel on. She is an executive director of a local nonprofit organization. And then after that, in September, we're going to have Dr. Nancy Irwin on. And she's got a fabulous book about making a U-turn in your life. And when I read that, I'm going, whoa, that's exactly what I did. So Dr. Nancy and I are going to be discussing that. Today we have as our fabulous guest Esther Goclay, and she is the back doctor. And I'm telling you, this woman really knows what she's talking about. Now, just before we went on the break, Esther, I said, how did you begin thinking that posture was the solution to back pain?
Well, it worked for me, was the bottom line, and it makes so much sense, both intellectually and visually. You know, you see people who have good posture, like you see these village Africans, and they're carrying things on their head, and they move beautifully, it's great, it's compelling, and they don't have any back pain. So
I've always wondered about that, carrying that many pounds on their head.
It's really impressive, you know. They're carrying sticks on their head and a baby on their back, and you know, and they don't have any trouble at all. Like, there are populations in the world where they have a 5% incidence of back pain. And compare that with our 90% incidence.
Wow.
And, you know, got some figuring to do.
Okay. Now, how does posture affect one's health? In other words, you know, how does it work at affecting your health?
You know, the obvious connection is between posture and all kinds of pains. You know, you can see how the bones need to articulate with each other in the right way. They can't just be higgledy-piggledy. But the less obvious connection is with, for example, your organ health. You know, the organs need good architecture as well. Like, they need to be in the right orientation, and they need the right volume, and then they need the right circulation, and then everything works well. And then the third connection is between posture and psychological health. And that one is obvious if you think about, for example, a dog.
Okay.
So how do we know that a dog is feeling well or feeling depressed? It's by its posture. You know, if it has its tail between its legs, if it has its head hung, if it has shoulders low, then we know that it's not happy. And it turns out that we, as human animals, have the same connection between posture and our psychological, our mind state.
Uh-huh.
So, and it turns out that if you improve your posture, you can actually lift your mood.
I know, I teach that to many people when I go out and speak with people. I that is one of the things that I learned many years ago, especially in dance, you learn it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I teach people to stand in a particular manner, and their whole attitude changes when they do that.
True. And I mean, there are experiments done about this, too. Like, some of it is with the facial posture. Like, if you force a smile on your face. For example, if you put a pencil between your teeth, then it makes you feel better. You know, even though you are not smiling, the pencil is kind of doing the job for you. it makes you feel better. And the same is true of posture. Like if you put yourself in a kind of happy architecture, your mood improves, which is, you know, a really easy way to work on improving one's mood.
Okay, now, I know this is radio, so there's no visuals, but can you explain what good posture looks like and how does it feel?
Nice question, because how it feels is important. It feels relaxed, contrary to popular belief. Now, a lot of people think good posture is something you have to hold, it's rigid, it's difficult to do, it takes a lot of muscular effort.
Doesn't that come from the models and stuff, you know?
Model ideas, yeah. And also the military, you know, like chin up, chest out, and that's not really good posture.
Okay.
But really good posture is actually relaxed. It is having your bones well stacked so that your muscles can relax around that stacking, around that basic scaffolding. And when the muscles are relaxed, then the blood can flow well, and you can breathe well, and you feel well, and so on, and all your organs can function well. So good posture has more of a J-shaped spine than an S-shaped spine.
Now, I noticed that in the picture that you sent of yourself with the book. When you were sitting, if you looked at your back, I mean, when you had your elbows on your knees, your back was actually almost in a J. It was a J laying down, but it was still a J.
Yeah, it's like completely straight in an area, like through the neck and the upper back, and all the way through the small of the back is pretty straight. And then only your behind sticks out behind you.
Okay, now that was the thing that got me. I cannot tell you how many years we have been told, women have been told, tuck your rear end under, tuck your rear end under, and you're saying, stick it out.
Exactly. And not exactly stick it out, but let it be out where it belongs. Let your behind be behind you. That's where it belongs. That's why it's called a behind. you don't want to tuck your tail out between your legs. And, you know, my arguments for this are pretty strong. Like, you know, look at any little kid and see what their behind is. It's out behind them. And look at any village African or any villager from Portugal. Or look at your ancestors if you have really old photographs. And you will see that all these people have their behinds out behind them. The Greek statues, you know, the Cambodian bodhisattva figures. Everywhere in the world, traditional people from traditional societies and every single kid in the world has their behind out behind them. And these are the people who don't have trouble with their backs. So, you know, here we have this kind of abstract notion, like kind of a wrong turn we took in our culture, where we suddenly think that our behind, you know, we're supposed to tuck our pelvis to help our posture to look right for whatever, you know?
I know this came from modeling clothes and stuff. It definitely, because that's what they teach you, to tuck everything in and to stand with your shoulders back and your chest out and your butt in.
Right.
And which, according to you, is just the opposite of what it should be.
That is like a surefire way of developing problems.
And now, your research has led you to teach what you call the Go Clay Method. Now, you say it is the body's way back to pain-free living. And I took that right out of your book.
Yes.
Can you explain the Go Clay Method?
So the idea is that you have within you everything you need to be healthy. Like almost everybody, like only like 1%, 2% of the population has like genetic problems. And the rest of us, you know, are really, we have it in us. And so what the Go Clay Method does, what my book, 8 Steps to a Pain-Free Back, does, and what my philosophy is, that is we need to teach people how to go back to what they have within them, what they used to have when they were little 2-year-olds, and what their ancestors have, You know, we need to go back in time within your own personal history or to your ancestors and find what it is your culture has not supported you very well in.
Okay, now, how does your method, compared to other methods, actually treat back pain?
So it's my method is an education in posture. And so we actually do hands-on work, and we show images, and we talk at the same time. So it makes sense, it looks right, and it feels right. And that's what allows people to make really big differences quickly, and you know, have a profound effect.
Well, I can tell you one big difference that happened is when I got your book, I was flipping through it, and I stopped where you were showing people how to lay on their side to sleep, because I had been having a terrifically hard time sleeping at night with the back pain I had.
Yes.
And all I did was move maybe an inch and a half or 2 inches difference, right? And it made the difference between not being able to sleep and being able to sleep. I was amazed.
Isn't it amazing that just that little half inch or the little tweak is all you needed to find your original comfortable body architecture?
And so what you're doing is helping people find their original architecture, going back to their original architecture, going back to when there was no pain. Is that right?
Exactly.
And is everybody different, or is there similarities between most people?
Well, where they need to go back to is very similar. But where people start off, you know, when they first come to see me, you know, they have a whole range of distortions. You know, some people are swayed, and some people are slumped, and some people have scoliosis and are twisted around. And, you know, but where I'm trying to take them is quite similar. You know, human beings have... We don't come in tons of models in a way. Like when it comes to back shape, it's pretty much one standard model, you know? That's something that nature took 5.5 million years to evolve since, you know, that's how long we've been upright. And, you know, it's kind of been done one way. There is a little bit of variation, but pretty much it's a J-shaped spine. Your behind is supposed to be out behind you, and the rest of your spine stacks, you know, very peacefully on top.
Now, what's the most difficult thing for people to change using your method?
The area, like when people have neck issues, sometimes it's a little tricky. It takes a little longer. The parts that are immediate are shoulder repositioning. You know, that takes about 10 seconds for me to show someone, and then often that's it for life. Their shoulders are back. No more slumping, no more hunching.
Whoa!
I know.
A 10-second solution.
A 10-second solution.
How amazing is that?
And you can no more stand up straight, sit up straight, none of the naggy stuff. If you know the right way to do it, it is simple.
How do you do it? Tell people.
Okay, here we go. One shoulder at a time. So you let it forward a little bit and up a little bit and then way, way, way back. And then you relax, and you let that shoulder, the soft tissues of your shoulder, kind of slide back a notch. And now the arm hangs further back along the torso. Then you do the other side. You go a little bit forward, you go a little bit up, you go back, 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 and you relax. And now your arms feel kind of short because they start further back. Are you with me?
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe that's the reason I kept telling everybody my arms were too long. I, you know, maybe I was just holding my shoulders in the wrong
forward.
Not that they were so long they were dragging on the ground or anything like that, you know. But sometimes you think you meet those people. But what a simple thing to do.
It
absolutely
is, you know,
simple. Now, does that help the neck also? Is it just,
yes, it
just
does.
Help? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, when your shoulders are forward, it pulls your whole upper body forward, and then your head is further forward. Then your neck has to do all this extra work.
Well, we're up against our second break, so we're going to go to our second break right now, Esther. But I've got a lot more questions to ask you after this break, so please stay with us, and we're going to see you right on the other side of this break.
We don't beat you over the head with our opinion, and we listen to yours. The new face of talk radio, Voice America Women's Radio Network.
Dr. Marlene offers private coaching by phone. Sessions are usually 30 minutes in length. Arrangements can be made for longer sessions according to client needs. Follow-up sessions are also available on a weekly or bi-weekly basis. Book your session with Dr. Marlene today. Visit www.marlenesarcima.com. That's www.marlenesarcima.com. Dr. Marlene consults with corporations and guides executives, entrepreneurs, leaders, and individuals in using the psychological principles to unlock and unleash and approach the higher potential in performance improvement, focus, and attitude. She lives and breathes the strategies and tools she shares. Her style is dynamic and engaging. If you want to see real change in your life or the life of your organization, connect with Dr. Marlene Sarcima.
When you have a stroke, you may not even notice it right away. But then, time passes, and the symptoms get worse. One minute you feel fine, and the next, your speech could be slurred or not make sense. One side of your body might become numb. You might see double. You drop the TV remote because you can't hold up your arm. That's because, after a stroke, every minute you don't get help is another minute that your brain is being starved of oxygen. The warning signs of a stroke include sudden numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, sudden trouble seeing, speaking, or understanding. If you experience any of these warning signs, call 911 immediately, because time lost is brain lost. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement from the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Talk radio that informs, entertains, and enlightens you. Voice America, Women's Radio Network.
You're listening to Amazing Women, Brains, Beauty, and Style with Dr. Marlene. Got something to say? Dr. Marlene is listening. Call now to join our conversation. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now, back to our show.
Hey, welcome back, and you're listening to the number one positive talk radio show. This is Amazing Women, Brains, Beauty, and Style. And now to all of you who take us with you and let us be a part of your day, I want to thank you, thank you, thank you. As I had said earlier, I put a little notation up on the website that our downloads have gone up 23% every month over the last 3 months. I am just loving this. It's absolutely wonderful. Thank you for telling all your friends about us. And I said, thank you for telling the world about us, because we're getting listeners from all over the world. We're in 40 countries now, and I'm so excited about that. And it's all my listeners. It's all of you out there that are doing this, because I can only talk right here on the air to you once a week. You are the ones who are telling everybody else about us, and I am loving every minute of it. Thank you so much. If you want to get a download of the show, now you can go up on iTunes. You put Dr. Marlene into the form where you go and look for us, and it'll take you right to my page, and you can download us right onto your iPod, and it's all iTunes ready and ready to go. If you just want to listen to us, you can go up onto the Marlene Sarcima site, hit the radio button at the top of the front page, go back to the radio page, scroll down, and every archive is right there. So there are lots and lots of ways to get us and take us with you. So if you can't remember who you wanted to talk to, and you're thinking, well, I think it was so-and-so, and I can't remember what week it was or what number it is, because I realize that we have mainly numbers and stuff up on the archives, just go to show notes. And the show notes are going to give you who it was. It's going to show you the picture. You're going to know what it's all about. All the information is there. And not only that, there's a number there that tells you what show number it is, and you can go back and take a look, because that show number is going to appear on the archive. So we've tried to make it as easy as possible for you. You can go all those different places. And you can take Amazing Women with you wherever you go. Now, Esther, during the break, you and I were talking about women and the fact that you treat a lot of women. Why don't you tell everybody the story you were telling us about what women are like?
Well, I find that women are the ones who are most adventurous about trying something different out, because what I teach is very different from what people are used to hearing. You know, they're used to hearing tuck your pelvis. I say don't tie, I say put your behind out behind you. And, you know, it's not the S-shaped curve in the spine, it's the J-shaped curve in the spine, and so on. And I think women are the ones, if it makes sense, which it does, they're more receptive. And so I find that women take my courses first, and then they bring their husbands along. They bring their kids along, or they bring this back to their kids. And so it reminds me of, you know, being a gatherer. You know, women are the gatherers, and they bring home goodies for their families. And that's the way it works with at my center.
Oh, that is just absolutely wonderful. And, yeah, like I had said, I'm one of these ones that I'm adventurous. I'll try almost anything once. Although, after seeing some of the food they have at the Olympics, I was going, well, maybe not the scorpions, you know. I don't know if I could eat a scorpion or not, but, you know, I can't say too much about anything. Hey, you know, we eat snails over here. They eat snails in France. And now, it sounds so simple. Now, can it really help anyone?
Almost anybody. I mean, there are a lot of people who everybody else has given up on. You know, they've gone to 3 chiropractors and an osteopath and a physical therapist and a this and a that. And they come to me because it's sort of last resort, and they're surprised. I mean, I've had people like that get rid of 20 years of pain and, you know, start out afresh. So it's amazing what the right guidelines can do for you. It's just, you know, that little half inch here, the half inch there, you know, it makes all the difference. Because
really
that's
does.
Just something you're doing 24/7, you know? So you want to do it right.
Now you say in your book that the posture that we've been taught over the last century is harmful. We've talked about that. Now, what is wrong with what we've been taught? And what's wrong with the slouching, the tucking of our pelvis, or using our core that you see?
Yeah. So what's wrong with tucking the pelvis is it puts the L5-S1 disc, that's the last disc in your back, and it puts it in a compressed way. And that is a disc that easily gets harmed. And it's at the bottom of the heap, so it's got a lot of pressure on it. And then if you don't give it its right wedge-shaped space, then it can't function right. So that's one thing that's wrong with tucking the pelvis. And the whole notion of core strength includes tucking the pelvis for most people. We're sort of taught to tense every abdominal muscle you've got all at the same time. And that's not the way these village Africans and village Portuguese people use their abdominal support. You know, they use what I call the inner corset, which does not tuck the pelvis. You make a kind of slender and tall shape in your torso. So it's like you use your muscles like a brace, but you keep the same J-shape spine. You leave your behind out behind you. You do not tuck your pelvis. So that's the big difference. And in that way, you are supporting your discs and you're not, you know, damaging any, like L5-S1 or any other place. And incidentally, I have a free download of this particular technique. It's called the inner corset. And I have that on my website, which is, we'll mention later, wellstackedback.com.
All right.
And, yeah, so people can get that free, and it's the fifth chapter of my book, and it's a standalone chapter that allows you to be active. You know, you can go play tennis, you can go for your jog, you can pick up your kids, you can do whatever you need to do, and still be protected. You know,
okay, well, why don't we tell them right now? We can tell them on the other side of the break again, but we'll tell them right now. They go up to what site again?
It's called Well Stacked Back.
Oh, I love that.
WellStackedBack.com.
.com, and they can
and
get a free download.
They get that, you know, they can sign up for, we have a monthly newsletter, and they get this free download.
All right, that's
and
a great one.
It's a good one.
Yes, now we hear the Pilates works to strengthen our core muscles. Does this type of exercise help or hurt bad backs?
totally. You mean the Pilates?
Yes. Does it help or hurt the bad back?
Well, it depends how it's taught. A lot of Pilates is taught with tucking the pelvis, and that I don't support. I think it's great that they focus so much on strengthening muscles. That's the good part. The bad part is the tucked pelvis part.
Okay.
And if it could be modified, you know, where the behind is left out behind, and still use a whole, still strengthen your muscles with this, keeping a natural shape,
mm-hmm.
then it's great. Then it's great exercise.
Well, now let's finish talking about exercise. Now, many doctors say that we need to exercise at least 4 times a week. That's minimum. Now, what exercises can we do that will not injure our backs?
So I think the most important exercise of all that people have to do, not 4 times a week, but 24/7, is life.
Okay, that's a nice one. That's an easy one, guys. Everybody can do that, right?
There you go. But you want to do it in an intelligent way, like when you're bending. You want to do it in a way that benefits your back, you know, and some of the directions we've been given, bend your knees and stuff, it doesn't really pan out. It doesn't really make sense. It's not what these villagers do. They hinge at the hip. And if you hinge at the hip, you're getting your natural hamstring stretch. You're strengthening your back muscles. You know, if you keep your back.
Oh, that's for sure. I tried that after looking at your book, Hinging from the Hip. Whoa, does it stretch the hamstring muscles.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
There you get your hamstring stretch. You do that a few, you know, like while you're going to pick up a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and you got your hamstring stretch taken care of. So you don't have to do that as part of your exercise routine.
Now, you talk about stretching the spine. Now, what are your thoughts on, you know, I saw how you explained doing that, but what are your thoughts like inversion tables and stuff? Are they helpful or not?
I think they're cool. They're good, but, you know, you're only going to be doing that for 5 minutes at a time, maybe, you know? And then what about the rest of the time? You want to have your spine stretched the rest of the time, too. So what I teach people how to stretch sit so that your spine is stretched out as you're sitting. And then when stretch lying, you're stretching your spine out while you're lying down in your bed, you know? So that is something, you know, right there, you've got 15 hours of stretch, you know? And that is going to add up to a whole lot more than the inversion table. And if you're stretch sitting and you're stretch lying, then you don't really need an inversion table. And just the inversion table isn't going to really cut it. You know, that's just 5 minutes of your day that you're stretched out. So my view of it is, you know, it's a good thing to do, but you're not going to really need it if you do the other things you need to do.
Well, now we are up against our third and final break, and I can tell you right now, the question after this break is I want you to tell us the 8 steps that you have in your book. So she's going to tell us all about her book, and she's going to tell us how to get in touch with her right on the other side of this break. So stay with us. We'll see you on the other side.
Great guests, great stories, great listening. Voice America, Women's Radio Network.
Attention shoppers, if anyone is missing a rather plump set of love handles, please come to the customer service counter and claim them. The ample love handles were lost in the produce department where their former owner had purchased fruits and veggies to munch on during the big game. Thank you and have a good day.
Small step number 81, snack on fruits and veggies. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to get healthy. Learn more at www.smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Dr. Marlene offers private coaching by phone. Sessions are usually 30 minutes in length. Arrangements can be made for longer sessions according to client needs. Follow-up sessions are also available on a weekly or bi-weekly basis. Book your session with Dr. Marlene today. Visit www.marlenesercima.com. That's www.marlenesercima.com. Dr. Marlene consults with corporations and guides executives, entrepreneurs, leaders, and individuals in using the psychological principles to unlock and unleash an approach to higher potential in performance improvement, focus, and attitude. She lives and breathes the strategies and tools she shares. Her style is dynamic and engaging. If you want to see real change in your life or the life of your organization, connect with Dr. Marlene Sercima.
finally, radio that was made just for you. Voice America Women's Radio Network.
You're listening to Amazing Women, Brains, Beauty, and Style with Dr. Marlene. Got something to say? Dr. Marlene is listening. Call now to join our conversation. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now, back to our show.
One Positive Talk Radio, Amazing Women, Brains, Beauty, and Style. And we are talking today with the back doctor, Esther Goclay, which I have slaughtered her name for weeks on end, but I'm going to get it right. I have it Goclay written down so that I won't forget. Esther, I would like you to tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, where they can find your book, etc., because I know there's a lot of people out there that want this book now.
So, 8 Steps to a Pain-Free Back, you can get in bookstores anywhere in the country. Amazon has it, Borders and Barnes & Noble has it, and independent bookstores all over the country have it. And it can also be gotten on my website, which is wellstackedback.com. And what you can also get on my website is a free download of the chapter on the inner core set and all kinds of fun things, you know, a posture IQ test and information about posture myths, and it's fun stuff that's on my website.
Now, isn't that great? She actually makes something that's good for your fun. I mean, how many doctors do something like that for everybody? You know, most of it is like, well, you got to do this and you got to do that. Esther makes it fun. I enjoy that. So tell us what the 8 steps are. Just, you don't have to go into great detail, but tell us what those 8 steps are so people can understand in case they have a problem someplace, they'll know what it's about.
Okay, so the first step I teach people is to stretch sit, and that transforms sitting from something that is, you know, not very good for you and that you blame your various pains on, into something that is actually therapeutic. So you are going to be in mild traction, gentle traction, all the hours that you sit using your backrest, because your backrest is going to be actually elongating your back. So that is, it takes, you know, a few seconds to learn, and, you know, and then you've got it.
Okay.
For life.
That's number one.
Powerful. Number two is stretch lying on the back, and that's a technique where you learn to dig your elbows in and you put one vertebra down at a time on the bed, each one as far as possible from the previous one, and then you elongate your neck and you slide down your shoulders. So now you've got your back all lengthened and in traction while you sleep, and that takes care of almost everybody's I wake up when with my back sore kind of problem.
Wow. So now, doesn't the body go back into another thing? Well, you know, because we move while we're sleeping.
But, you know, if you give your body a really good, comfortable position, you don't move as much. You know, the body says, whoa, I like it here. I'm going to stay right here.
Okay.
And so a lot of my students will report after the first lesson, they come back and they say, I can't believe it. I've never slept in my back in my life, and I woke up in the same position that I went to sleep in.
Isn't that nice? And they slept all night long.
And better than ever. You know, it's a very powerful technique, that one. And then the third step is something I call stack sitting, which helps you sit when you don't have a backrest. And here what's important is the position of the pelvis. Put your behind out behind you. But it does take a little support if that's not your habit. So I teach people to use a little wedge, and that tips their pelvis forward, and then they find magically that they can sit upright without any effort at all. You know, they don't need anyone nagging them to sit up straight or stand up straight.
Now, I got to ask you a really quick question. Something came to mind. We have a lot of women that work that listen to the show, and they have these chairs. You know, you can move these chairs and all different things. So instead of moving it so that it's tipped backwards, would it be better if they moved it so it was tipped forward? Would that help?
Yeah, you want some part of the chair to kind of tip your pelvis forward.
That's
and
a great
so if
idea.
The chair, yeah. If the chair doesn't work very well, you can almost always use the front edge of the chair to kind of tilt your pelvis slightly forward. And you don't want to exaggerate it. You don't want to have a big sway in your back. But you want to position for the foundation so that the rest stacks easily. Upright and relaxed is what you're after.
Okay, so and number...
And that's number three.
Okay.
And the other little magic from number three is that if you get it right, then when you breathe, your whole back gets this whole motion up and down. It's like a little massage going on in your back, and it feels so good.
Ooh, that's nice.
And it just helps, you know, the circulation and mending and things. So this motion in the back with the breathing is important. And then step four, I teach people to lie on their sides in a similar stretched out fashion. And emphasis on the behind, out behind. So no more fetal position. You figure your fetal days are over.
Yeah, the day you were born.
I mean, the Africans take us very seriously. After a kid is born, they do all kinds of massage, and they even grasp the ankles and will hold a kid upside down to get the back all stretched out.
Ooh.
I mean, they're totally serious. They don't want you to be a fetus anymore.
Okay, so number five is?
Five is inner corset, and that's the one where you use your muscles to make you thinner and taller.
So now every woman should like that.
I mean, it is the instant tummy tuck. One of the people who teaches the posture course at my center is a physician. She tells everybody, you get a butt implant, a tummy tuck, and a boob job, all for the price of one course.
Hey, we all like that, don't we, ladies?
So that, it is true. You sort of instantly become slenderer. And it, you know what's also interesting that I've been gathering information on is when you use your abdominal muscles a whole bunch, it gives you feedback when you're full, like you've eaten.
Yes, I will attest to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hit up against these, you know, toned abdominal muscles,
mm-hmm.
and your brain hears, okay, enough. You
yep.
know, whereas if it's all flaccid, then it can just keep going, you know?
Oh, yeah, and it'll keep stretching and stretching, yeah. So number six is?
I call it tall standing. So it's standing so that your weight is all stacked on your heels. You don't want your weight on the front of your feet because that can give you plantar fasciitis, it can give you bunions, it can give you all kinds of foot problems. You want the weight on the heel, you want your knees soft, you want your groin soft so there can be good circulation down to your legs, and you want your back all stacked, your shoulders open, your neck tall, etc.
Number seven
is hip hinging, and that is this new way of bending that's really an old way of bending. All your ancestors did it, and it is not bending your knees to, you know, to reach, because that's not even practical, you know, like you try, you know, making your bed with bending your knees.
Yeah,
you have to
work.
Bend over.
No.
And the key thing is you don't want to bend over with a rounded spine. You want to hinge at the hip and have your back be one nice, tall, straight shape. And first, you need to work on getting it to be a good shape, and then hip hinging becomes really good.
Now, can you lift when you do hip hinging?
If you get really good at it and your back stays absolutely straight and you're using your inner corset to kind of brace the whole shape, then lifting, you can lift like that. It's the way these people lift. You know, you might use your legs, bend your knees some and your hips a bunch to pick things up.
We got 1 minute to the end of the show. What's number eight?
Glide walking. And that is all about using your butt to propel yourself forward. So you're not just kind of lurching forward and falling forward and sticking your leg out to break your fall. So it makes walking smooth, beautiful, and really healthy and great exercise.
Oh, wow. Now look at that, everybody. Stretch sitting, stretch lying, stack sitting, lying on the side, inner corset, tall standing on your heels, hip hinging, and glide walking. What more can you ask for at the end of an absolutely great show? Esther, thank you. Thank you so much for coming today and talking with us. And, you know, I may have you back in the future because I know there's a lot more to talk about on this, isn't there? Great. Thanks again, Esther. I want to thank everybody who listens to us on out there. Thank you so much for listening to us and downloading us. It's absolutely been wonderful. And I want everyone to remember the best thing we women will always have is we're women.
Didn't I tell you today was going to be like drinking a Red Bull? And I want you all to remember, well-behaved women rarely make history. Amazing women aren't born, they're made. Go make history.